The next patient is Kathy Richards. The last name is R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S. This is the clinical case of a 68-year-old white female that has a history of focal segmental glomerulosclerosis that is diagnosed by biopsy, that was diagnosed by biopsy. The patient has been followed a plant-based diet, restrict the caloric intake, restrict the sodium, and restrict the fluid intake, period. This time, she put 6 pounds above the last body weight, and we discuss at length the need for her to go at least to 215 pounds in order to improve the general condition. The patient has a serum creatinine of 1.1, a BUN of 51, the BUN is 21, and the estimated GFR is 51. The albumin creatinine ratio is 3. And the protein creatinine ratio is 43, which is significant. Taking into consideration that the patient is a diabetic and has proteinuria, we know that we have to give you the benefit of the therapy, and for that reason we are going to add Farxiga 5 milligrams on daily basis. Number two, the patient has arterial hypertension that is under control, 146 over 72. The patient was explained that the high blood pressure is going, the blood pressure is going to be higher because of the increase in the body weight. I consider urgent this for this patient to decrease the caloric intake, increase the activity in order to reduce the body weight. Following number. Diabetes mellitus with a hemoglobin A1C of 6.5. Following number. Hyperlipidemia. Serum cholesterol 172, HDL 64, LDL 82. And the triglycerides 161. Following number, the patient has a vitamin D deficiency and supplementation. Following number, hypothyroidism that is associated to Hashimoto's thyroiditis. I am going to defer the evaluation of Hashimoto's to the primary physician. Paragraph. In general, the patient is doing very well. My concern is that this patient has a BMI of 36.8. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. Paragraph, we spend reviewing the lab 10 minutes. In the face-to-face, 25 minutes. In the documentation, 8 minutes.